Chapter 55, Ambition. We have now assigned each product team one or more specific problems to solve, but we're not quite done providing the necessary context. When leaders ask a team to work on solving a problem, it's important to be clear with the team about the level of ambition they should strive for in their discovery work. Should the team focus on low risk but low reward, sure things? Or should they strive for more substantial and dramatic improvements? One useful way to think about team objectives is that the leaders are placing a series of bets. Some are low risk, some are high risk, and some are in between. They're making bets primarily on the people, but also on new enabling technologies, changing market conditions and customer behaviors, and the strength of the insights behind the product strategy. As you'll see, if something is important enough, the leaders might choose to have several teams each attack a problem in their own way, some going for low-risk quick wins, and others may be going for much more ambitious but higher-risk approaches. It's important not to confuse the level of ambition with the level of effort or sense of urgency. Work ethic and sense of urgency are more a function of the culture, and also very likely your company's cash situation, and not what we are addressing here. Teams that pursue low-risk, low-reward solutions will test product ideas that are much different from teams pursuing high-risk, high-reward solutions. The nature of the product discovery work will be different, and the techniques they use will likely be different as well. It's also important not to confuse the level of ambition with a high-integrity commitment, which we'll discuss next. In this case, they are related, but a commitment is a special and critically important concept in its own right. This is really all about risk management. If you have a very difficult and critically important problem, such as a churn rate that is too high to sustain a business, then experienced leaders will want to attack that problem from different angles and different levels of risk. They may have a couple of teams pursuing low-lying fruit, but they're worried that won't be enough. So they'll also have a couple teams pursuing much more ambitious approaches to the problem. Some people like to refer to level of ambition as either a roof shot or a moon shot. A roof shot refers to a team being asked to be conservative and pursue lower risk, but also highly likely tangible results. Optimization work fits well here. On the other hand, a moonshot is when the team is asked to be very ambitious, such as going for a 10x improvement. It is expected that this is high risk, but we also believe that it's not impossible, and the team is well positioned to make a serious attempt. Yes, it's high risk, but it's also potentially high reward. The point of a moonshot is to encourage the team to think beyond the small and safe optimizations and revisit how the problem is solved today in the hopes of breaking through. And still other companies prefer to attach a degree of confidence to the objective, such as 80% likely to achieve a roof shot versus 20% likely to achieve a moonshot. These techniques are useful for communicating the desired level of ambition to the teams, but realize that, in terms of managing a portfolio of risk, there can and should be any level of ambition in between. Imagine a professional poker player in Las Vegas being told she could only place bets of $1 or $10,000. That would seriously hinder her ability to work because she would rather be able to place a range of bets in various amounts based on the circumstances. The point is that the leaders are essentially managing a portfolio of potential risk and reward. They may have certain teams that are more ambitious than others, even for the same objective. Whatever your level of ambition associated with your key results, be sure to clearly communicate this across the organization. You especially don't want anyone to assume that something is a very high confidence result when it's not.